Blog Talk Radio.
From insanity to sane, coming live from the ATL, sending you lots of love and hope and prayer from our hearts to yours. We appreciate all our viewers in support of this broadcast under the leadership of Nyacom Television Production. Just know you are one prayer away from destiny. The next voice you hear will be your host, Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good morning. I am your host, Barbara Archer. I greet you from insanity to sane. It is a pleasure to be here this Thursday morning with you all. I'm very excited. As we approach the weekend, I'm even more excited so that I can get some rest, and I know many of y'all are feeling the same way as well. You just want Friday to get here. So here we are, and thank you for all of your support, prayers that y'all have given me over the course of these 8 months, and I so deeply appreciate it. Today we have a very special guest. He is no stranger to the platform. He was on the platform with me last Thursday to give his amazing testimony, and he's with me again today in the studio to do part two of his interview. But before we get started, I just want to start off with prayer and just, you know, just usher in God's Holy Spirit this morning. So, Father, we just thank you. Thank you for this day that you have given us because it is indeed a privilege. Father, thank you for allowing us to see this day and waking us up this morning in our right and sound minds. And, Lord, we just praise you. We honor you. We give you all the glory and praise and honor for our lives because, Father, all that we want to do is to glorify you. That's all we want to do. We just want to love you. We want to serve you. We want to honor you with everything that we have and everything in us, Father. We just say yes to you, yes to your will, and yes to your plans for our lives. And, Lord, I pray, Father, traveling mercies over my special guest this morning, Demetrius, as he's traveling. And, Lord, I just pray that you give him safe landing and give him favor like never before. And, Lord, I just pray your continued blessing over him and this broadcast this day. And with all of these blessings in Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, so as you heard that my guest, I pray for traveling mercies because he's traveling. He's at the airport right now, matter of fact, and he's traveling to Atlanta where I'm at. So I'm very excited for his journey that he's going to be on today, and God is doing amazing things. Demetrius, thank you so much again for joining me this morning, and I know it's not easy because you're traveling, but thank you for your faithfulness, and just thank you for just being a man of God, you know, and allowing us this opportunity as we do part two of your interview. So once again, thank you so much, Demetrius.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
All right. Now, last week, as we had you on the show, you gave us, you talked about your testimony, you know, and your mother and the pain and having, you know, just angry and bitter, and you went through all of those different emotions, you know, and then, you know, being incarcerated and so forth like that. But then, you know, you got saved and you forgave your mom for what she tried to do to you when you was a baby, you know. But at the same time, through that came a wonderful book that you have written. And the name of your book, A Touch from Above. So can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write the book and the title of the book? Because a lot of times it's the title that tells a lot about the actual book itself. So just tell us a little bit about that, Demetrius.
Well, my book is called The Chosen One, A Touch from Above, and actually I got inspired to write the book. It was just the voice of God. He gave me the title, and I was obedient, and I just started writing to release my pain of everything that I had been through from an infant all the way up to the current place that I was at that time. I didn't know it was going to be a book. I had a gentleman that was, he used to tease me a lot because all I used to do while I was in prison was just read and write. I never, you know, participated in any other activities. I just tried to embrace knowledge in the way I could. And I just used to write, just write. And he came by, humorously speaking, you might as well be an author because all you do is write. And I didn't know that God was using him to speak into my life. And so I had wrote the book, and there was a guy that came in to talk about anti-recidivism, and I went to the class, and he happened to be a publisher. And so we connected, and me having a life sentence, I didn't think that I was going to get out, so I just had plans to have it published while I was incarcerated. And the Lord miraculously delivered me, you know, out of 4.5 years of prison over life sentence. And I connected with him, and we got the book published.
Amen. So you wrote the book while you was incarcerated.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that is something else. You know, it's like, you know, I would hear stories, you know, maybe on television from time to time, and people do amazing things while they're incarcerated, you know. And so would you say that you writing the book while you was incarcerated was also therapeutic for you as well? Because as God began to, you know, save you and bring healing into your life, you know, that what brought about, you know, everything that you wrote about your book, every detail of your life, that it was therapeutic for you.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Okay, because it seems like that generally what happens to people, it's like you just get those thoughts out there, you know. So tell us a little bit about your book, you know, as far as the emotional side of the book, because I understand all of your testimony because you told us about your testimony last week. But just give us a little bit more insight to the actual book itself. What are you trying? What is your goal for the book and the purpose of your book that you did write?
Really what I want to do is I wanted to use my testimony of truth as an example that you could go through anything and make it. You know, regardless of where you came from and the cards that life has dealt you, you can still take it and make something out of, you know, a life. A lot of us, we give up and we tap out in the times where God is only preparing us. And I just want to use the book to speak to the world and let them know that our pain is only preparation for our destiny. And if we don't quit and don't give up and hang in there and trust God during the process, and thank him and worship him and bless his name in the process, he's behind the scenes establishing something that's going to be that'll never be erased in our life and in the lives of others. So really, long story short, I just wanted to use my life story and the histories of the pains and everything that I've had to endure to announce to the world that God can take anything and get glory out of it.
Amen, amen. You know, now, you used that word process twice. And the first time that when I heard you say it, you know, it really touched my heart because that is a word that God gave me months ago as he was taking me through a transformation in my own life, was that word process. You know, because a lot of times it's that process that we got to go through, but some of, you know, but there are times that we want God to deliver us from that process, you know. So explain to us in your perspective, what is your take on that word process?
Well, when you're in route, as a matter of fact, I'm actually about to depart once I I'm done with this communication with you and the world. But when you have a destination that you have to go through, you can't snap your finger and arrive at the destination. You have to go through the process. You have to go through the actual chain of commands in order to get to the destination. And what I appreciate God so much about the process is that when you get there, it's not going to feel like what you thought it was going to feel because you've learned so much about God along the way that once you get to the place that he's predestinated for you to be, then you can just rest and receive. And so that's why I tell people all the time about that word process is very key. It's very key that if you don't try to get out the fire too soon, then, you know, you won't be able to receive the true, authentic blessing of what you've gone through. And also, too, once you reach your destination, you'll appreciate the journey. You'll greatly appreciate the journey, and nobody can take that from you.
Amen. You know, that's very well spoken because that is a word, I mean, that is something that I feel that we in the body of Christ, we need to embrace that word a little bit more, you know, because I know sometimes trials can get very hard, you know, and it seems like that we're not going to be able to make it, you know, but if we can just hold on, because what keeps me sane about it when I'm going through a difficult time is if I know that if God allowed me to go through it, he's more than enough to bring me through it. You know, he would never set me up for something that he didn't predestine for me to come out. You know, but sometimes we skip that process. And what I tell people, even Jesus went through a process. You know, so if Jesus went through the process, why we feel we got to escape from it, you know, because like what you said, it will grow you at the end, and that's very, very important. So tell us a little bit about So after you got the book published and all that, okay, when did your book actually go live, or is it still in the process?
Well, the book actually, it went under an attack. I'll be honest with you. It went under a major attack financially. I met a guy, actually the guy that published the book for me. He did a wonderful deed for me with an evil motive behind it. He published the book for me and opened up doors for me to travel literally all over America that I could share my testimony of truth. And through that, people began to pour in and support. And he became the middleman, and he just didn't do right. And I was younger at the time, and I had a zeal and no knowledge about it. I didn't think that people were out there scamming and being real,
right,
you know, greedy and deceitful. So I went through a major blow with it. And the Lord restored. I was actually able to self-publish, get it published myself, and different graphic designs and all that, so forth and so on. But I went through that. And another thing, too, I just wanted to say was when I got released from prison, I married a girl, a lady, rather, and a few months later she passed away of asthma, and she was 5 months pregnant with our daughter. And so I went through that attack, and it's in the book. I just wanted to give people a brief synopsis of that. But that was a major attack that literally tried to knock the living daylights out of me. But I'm thankful to God. Thankful to God that I wrote two more chapters. I actually ended the book at 15 chapters, I'm sorry. And when I went through that, I wrote two more chapters in tribute to my wife that's passed away and my daughter, my unborn daughter. So the enemy is always lurking when he knows that God has a potent purpose on your life. He's always lurking. He's always lurking, you know, constantly trying to devour you. So that's how you know that you are anointed and that you are chosen by God, when you're constantly dealing with those type of warfare and attacks. So I just wanted people to be encouraged and to be blessed, because on this journey, we think it's going to be a bed of roses, but the catalyst to success is struggle and suffering.
Right. Amen. You know what? I just want to say, you know, I am deeply sorry for your loss with your wife and your unborn child. So I just want to just say that first. And I know God is healing you right now. But a lot of times, what I have discovered is that we plan and God, he laughs. Because what you just expressed to me is almost the same thing I went through with my book. You know, there was a lot of stuff on the tail end, you know what I'm saying, that maybe looked not quite shady to a point, you know what I'm saying, but at the same time, I went through it. And then what happened was that, you know, I was like, God, I don't have all of the money to actually pay for this publishing. You know, and God told me, he says, everything that you have, I've already put in you. You have to believe that it's already in you. You know, so my book almost had the same thing. It was on God's timetable. But what I have learned, and that's what I'm sensing with you, that there was something else, there was more that God wanted to put in your book, you know. So he allowed that person to do what they did, to hold it back a little bit, so that there was two other stories, like what you said, that you had to put back in your book. God wanted that in there because it's going to help and encourage someone else that is going through the exact same thing that God just brought you out of. So it's amazing. You know, I'm starting to see that more. We plan and God, he laughs. You know, and you know, but it's okay. You know, it's okay. You know, but you did hit one on the nose, and I thank you so much for bringing that word of encouragement, because you know when you have been ordained and anointed by God to do something, because you will always be under attack. It's always going to be something. And the enemy would not be fighting you if he didn't know that God had a blessing, God had something great in store for your future. And that's what he's trying to do, is knock you off your game so that you'll quit now. But you have persevered through all of it. And tell us a little bit about, you know, a little bit about, you know, that pain, because a lot of times I don't know what it's like to lose a spouse or to lose a child. I can only imagine that pain, you know, that you go through, you know. But tell us, was there something, was there a word, was there a scripture or something that God gave you that you may be able to give to someone else today that is listening that's in that exact same place?
Well, first of all, I had to allow the pain. I had to allow the pain. And it took time, and the Lord, he didn't heal me overnight. He gradually did it. But through that, he was using that encounter as trying to change the perceptions of other people, if that makes sense. So
right.
he used the entire situation because I'm a man of faith. I mean, I have real strong faith. I look like a fool when it comes to God because I love him and I trust him and I know what he can do.
Amen.
If he don't do anything else. I know what he can do.
Amen.
So the entire attack that was sent out against me to basically deplete me, it was God's way of changing the perceptions of other people that was watching me saying, hey, he believes in God. You know, I'm going to see. So there were family and friends and communities and people that actually would sit on the outside looking in to see, you know, was I going to crack and fold or was I going to persevere? And so the Lord, he persevered through me. he took over my entire humanity and became divinity to me and floated me through things that I know naturally I would have drowned in. So I have to give the credit to him, and then I have to say this too: I was actually arrested and acquitted in 4 days. And once I had gotten out, I had became homeless because my in-laws at the time had a lot of anger, a lot of animosity parading around the community, and they destroyed everything I owned, everything that I owned. So I went through a complete humble beginning. But at the same time, like I said prior, it was God's way of saying, Demetrius, you can go through this. You got what it takes. You're strong enough, and this is not even about you. It's you going through it, but it's not about you. You know, I'm taking you through it so that people on your job or in your community or, in your circumference can see. And a lot of times, Barbara, people, they don't see our God and they can't see our faith,
right.
But they see our trouble. And when they see us persevere in trouble, they have to believe in our God. And so God
Amen.
Knows exactly who has the capacity to endure certain attacks.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Uh-huh.
Amen to that. Because I say all the time, a lot of times the only Jesus that people are going to see is in us,
uh-huh.
You know, and they want to see how we're going to stand in the middle, in the face of adversity. Are we going to just fall to pieces, you know what I'm saying, you know? But one of the things that what I believe is that when I'm going through my storm, I don't pretend that it's not real because it is real.
Right.
And there are
right.
times I want to feel the pain. There have been times in my life that I was upset with God because I'm like, okay, why did you allow this happen? Why I have to keep going through something? You know, other people don't go through all this. Why me? You know what I'm saying? But
uh-huh.
it's okay because, see, God has big shoulders. God's not going to fall
uh-huh.
apart because I get upset with him or if
right.
I question him about something. You know what I'm saying? So you went
right.
through that process, but it was for someone else because other people, they need to see Jesus working in your life so that they
uh-huh.
know that there is a God and God loves them just as much as he loves you. You know, so,
absolutely.
You know, I thank you so much for just sharing that portion of your life, you know. So after the book got published and everything, okay, what can we expect from Demetrius in 2015 with your book and everything else that you have going on? You know, tell us a little bit about, now I know, like I mentioned earlier, you are traveling today. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well as what is in store for Demetrius in 2015?
Sure, absolutely. Actually, I'm en route to College Park, Georgia, to be with a good friend of mine, Dr. Creflo Dollar. He's actually doing a pre-recording of an interview of myself that's going to air and premiere, rather, on February the 1st. But what's going on with me is I'm just trying to use my testimony of truth to be a blessing to the world once it's allowed to speak. And so I'm very grateful for every opportunity that's afforded to me that I can be able to speak through airways or any kind of way that I can reach the lives of people. And that's all I want to do. That's all I've given my life for now. It's just to touch
Amen.
People all over the world.
Amen.
And
well,
also, too, I got plans. Oh, I'm sorry. Also,
go
I
ahead.
Got plans, too. Also, I have plans, too, on turning my book into a movie, putting it on big screen. So you all be in prayer for me with that, that we're going to try to go mainstream and touch the world through that, too.
Amen. That is definitely something that we are going to keep in prayer. You know, I know myself, even with my book, You know, what I'm doing right now is that I'm working on taking my book and turning it into a play. So that's the route that I'm going with my book. But we will definitely keep that in prayer because the world needs to hear more phenomenal testimonies like that, you know, because Go ahead,
hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Are you with me? Okay.
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
You can go ahead. I thought you were saying something.
I was. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'd love to do anything that can reach people, skits, plays, anything. I just hadn't had the privilege to connect with people that's doing plays and skits and things like that. But one thing I really, really want people to know is I'm not saved, successful, and stuck up. I love people, and I love to touch people. I love to be with people. I love them to feel a real miracle and a real testimony, you know, and to see the glory of God. So if there's anybody who is a writer and have wonderful ideas of what they could do with my testimony of truth, you know, let's do it. Let's touch the world.
Amen, amen, amen. But I'm going to tell you something, you know, in life, and you will see this as you continue to journey your way, you know, that God will bring you the right people that will line themselves up with the vision that what you have, you know. And because I know that this is what you want, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. God is going to do it for you in 2015, you know. You want that. That is from your heart. And I believe that when we do something with the right motives and, you know, we just want God to be glorified and we want to just bless his name and, you know, and just honor him, God will honor us. As long as we honor him, God will honor us, you know. So tell us a little bit about, now we already discussed your book and all that, you know. I mean, now are you interested in doing a second book? Because, you know, maybe a follow-up from this book itself. Because I see a second book.
Sure, absolutely. In time, I hadn't started on it yet. I'm actually writing on the book now called God Love the Thugs Too. I'm actually writing on that. I want to reach the inner city with the same message, just kind of change the method, but keep the message the same. So a lot of them, they don't think that God loves them, and they think poorly of themselves, and they come up in the struggle. So I was compelled to send a message to them too, that God loved the thugs, and no matter where you came from, what you've been through, where, you know, who you are, he still loves you.
You know what? I love that title, God Loves the Thugs. I like that because sometimes, you know, we tend to think, well, people that are not like us, I'll put it like that, that sometimes they seem to think, okay, well, you know what, God can't possibly love me because, you know, I've done this and that and that, you know what I'm saying, you know, or I live in the hood, you know, or I'm a gangbanger or whatever the case is. But God loves gangbangers. He loves everyone, you know, and sometimes, you know, people can't understand that because, see, they see love in the natural and not in the supernatural.
Right,
and I believe that that's why, you know. I mean, is that your outlook on it as well? You know, why do you feel that some people, they can't understand how God can love a group of people like that?
Right, absolutely. Well, see, at the end of the day, transparency brings forth transformation. And if we'll be honest and say, hey, look, God did this, we didn't. It was bigger than us. We couldn't have made it without him. Then it'll be more of a change in the world. And God will get his glory throughout the world because he's seeking every day who he can show himself strong to and bless and love on. We're just the ones who's not authentic with our testimony. Instead of us saying that he did it and lifting Jesus up, we're lifting ourselves up. And the Lord is not going to draw people to ourselves. He's going to draw people to himself. And the only way we can draw people to him through our lives is that we just be transparent. He touched my life. He changed my life. He turned me all the way around. And if he did it for me, he could do it for you. That's all he wants us to do at the end of the day, is just lift him up.
Amen, amen, you know. And I do believe that, you know, like, you know, if we lift God up, you know, God says that if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, you know. And I know that's what we need to start believing, you know, and we need to start really doing that because, you know, it's so much needed you know, in the world today. You know, it's so much needed in the world today, you know. And some people don't know if God truly loves them, you know. And some people struggle with that because they feel that my mother or my father didn't love me. Why would God love me? You know, so what would your advice be to someone today that's in that exact same situation, that they feel like, okay, you know what, my parents never loved me or I didn't feel their love. So how can this God, that who you say, how can he possibly love me? How would you explain that? How would you minister to someone right now if that was their question to you?
Well, first of all, I tell them to stop trying to impress God with something that he gave them, which is life. He knows exactly where you are. He knows what you've been through, and he knows what you're going to go through before you even enter in it. And he's already made the way. He's already provided, you know, for that individual to make it here in the world. You know, we're just trying to do it ourselves. And at the end of the day, too, Barbara, it's not what we got. It's not how much money is in our account. It's not what kind of car we drive. It's not what kind of house we live in. God loves us unconditionally, and there's nothing that we can do to change that. So, you know, what we do is we mask the real person that God wants to heal. God don't want to heal the outside person that we show to the world, that mask and that cosmetic. He wants to go underneath the skin and hear what we are afraid to reveal. So what I can say to people is just be honest with God. Hey, God, I'm feeling this way. You know, I need you. And help me when it comes to forgiveness, because forgiveness is supernatural. It's not natural. And anytime God asks you to do something, it is supernatural. Therefore, he has to do it for us and through us. And trust me, he will. And I just want people to know that if they trust him, he will be exactly who he say he is to them. I'm a living witness.
Amen. Amen. You know, that is, you know, so relevant in today's world, because there are so many hurting people everywhere you go. You know, I can't even watch the news anymore because there's so much hurting people, you know, and you see everything on TV today, you know, like in the news, you know, and like that story about that man that he just threw his daughter over a bridge. Yes, we look at that and we become angry and we may become upset, you know, but at the end of the day, God loves that person. God loves that man, even though he did with, you know, and I think that we need to really have the heart for people, not just say it, because so often that we say, oh, I love you. But do we really mean it at the end of the day? Do we truly mean it? Because when we do, then we love them when they're good. We love them if they mess up. Our love doesn't stop because their behavior changed. You know, because God don't stop loving us because we change. There are times that we are not faithful to God as we need to be, but that doesn't change God's love for us, you know. So in the last 2 minutes of what we have, is there anything that you want to say that you would like to announce to the world in these last 2 minutes?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and it's my honor to be able to speak into you all's life and to be encouraged and know that I love you and God loves you way more than human can ever think about loving you. And embrace that and walk in confidence in it.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you this. You've heard it here from Insanity to Sane, Mr. Demetrius Dyson. He's on his way to Atlanta, so just pray a blessing over him as he lands and as he does this wonderful interview, because it's going to be airing next month, and I can hardly wait to hear it as well. And I believe that what we're going to do is that, Demetrius, we're going to bring you back on after that interview has aired, because I know I'm going to have some more questions for you after the actual footage from that interview. So I'm very excited about that. So, everyone, thank you for tuning in this evening. You do not want to miss. I will be broadcasting live from Insanity to Sane under the Nearcom Television Production Network. I will be interviewing Miss Alexis Spike. You do not want to miss out on this interview. I'm very excited about it. The interview will take place at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And please keep in mind that the magazine will be out, Be Who You Are, this month on 30th. So you do not want to miss. Get your copy today. Tell everyone about the magazine as well. And we pray a blessing over each and every last one of you. Demetrius, thank you so much for you tuning in this evening, for this interview. Safe travels to you. God bless you. bless you in all that you do, and we'll look forward to you coming back on this network again next month, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and we love you from Insanity to Saints.